We're good today. So I got nothing to report as far as guys missing any time or anything. Y'all saw the few guys that were out that were basically guys that were out yesterday. So really nothing's changed with them.
What's Kenny's injury?
Who's? Kenny and Nikki. Oh, Kenny is the new guy that was out. Knee swole up on him a little bit. Wanted to go. We held him out. So should be back out here tomorrow.
Gary, would you try a 70-yard field goal?
Well, that's nice when a guy says I can make it. You know, that was encouraging. Coach, let me try it. I can make it. What was that? One was 70 and one was 65. Yeah, that's pretty encouraging. That's a good battle between those two. We let them kick a lot today. And obviously, it's going to be a tough decision for our team, you know, down the road. But I think they're both doing their job, and that was nice to see today.
Did he come up to you and ask?
Yeah, he's hollering at Joe, and I can, you know, you can kind of hear everything when you're the coach. You know, hear everybody chirping, so I thought I'd give him a chance to do it. So. Yeah. Oh, I think it's very good. You know, I think the league does a great job and is doing everything they can to continue to educate players and not only players, but really everybody in the organization, you know, regarding, you know, various things. And they did a really good job yesterday, put on a presentation for about an hour and 20 minutes. Very interactive. Players ask questions. That's a good thing. And, you know, I think the players would tell you they enjoyed it because I think it's very, you know, a lot of information for them. And if they don't sit down there and talk about it, then you know, I think that's the best way to get it. So, yes, I was very impressed with it. I think you saw today, it's a challenge. We did a lot of things like 2-minute. We did some various things of no huddle and stuff. And, you know, I watch Ty today. Ty had some rough snaps, you know, that I can recall watching practice. But, you know, if you go against guys like that every day, at least when you walk out there on the field, you're expecting to play against great players. So I know it's a tough thing, but he's got to continue to push through it. And, you know, Vaughn and DeMarcus practicing really well.
Do you ever have to sort of temper how you look at your linemen? Say, okay, they're going.
You mean do I have to look and say, well, that was against so and so? I think that you look at the big picture. You know, I want Ty to be a Pro Bowler and a 6-year player today. You know, but I also understand the process he's going through. He and Max and Matt, you know, and watching them. And I think as coaches, we got to have some patience when we see some of those things. You know, and make sure we're correcting them and trying to help them, not so much as try to motivate them, because they're motivated. That's not a problem, but it's about technique and learning how to play against those great players.
Have they shown you good confidence so far?
Yeah, they really have. And the thing that I'm really impressed with is to watch DeMarcus or Vaughn grab them after that series and say, come here, let me tell you why that happened. You know, I was watching your stance. I knew this. I knew that. So that's very encouraging. They're not only getting coached by Clance and Rico and James. They're getting coached by the other side of the ball also.
How big a challenge is it going to be for that group to go up against J.J. Watt and the likes in Houston?
Yeah, that's you know, they're very good on defense, and J.J. obviously is as good as there is in the league right now. So, and they're very aggressive too. So it'll be a good test for us. You know, second time on the road, noise. All those things that in preseason, sometimes you can have a preseason where you don't get those things. I think our preseason is pretty real. I mean, we're playing at some tough places, having to play in noise. So I think it'll be a pretty good gauge where we're at.
How about for you, a homecoming of sorts? Have you thought about going back to Houston?
No, this is my home now, you know. So other than my mom living about 5 miles from the stadium, you know, it'll be all business. Hopefully I'll get a chance to say hello to her. But, no, it's you know, really just locked in, good test for us. We need to be ready to play, so we got to have a good week.
Did you get her some new Bronco stuff?
Huh?
Did you get her some
new
Bronco
stuff? Well, she's had that for a long time, you know. Yeah, that's never been a problem.
When you see a play where it breaks down and you see what theoretically would have happened to Peyton Manning, what are you thinking when you see things like that?
Well, as a coach, I mean, that's personal because you know what you have, and you have to do things schematically to make sure you protect him in every way you possibly can. At the same time, you got to let guys practice. You got to see what you got. You got to see what they can handle. So there's a combination there. But as you work toward game day, you work toward opening day, obviously you got to, you know, keeping him upright is going to be of the utmost importance for our team.
What is your plan for Peyton this week? We expected him to play since he
said
last
gonna
week.
Yeah, he's going to play. How long? He's going to play. I'll say he'll play quite a bit. You know, I'd like our ones to play quite a bit. Is that a quarter and a half? Is that a half? Is that a quarter? I don't know. I'll see how the game goes, but I want them to get a bunch of snaps under their belt. We have some guys that have not been working together that need to work together. So we'll sit down and talk about it, but expect them to play quite a bit.
Coach Klein has been a big part of camp. What's it been like?
Your
son Klein has been a big part of camp out here. And one of those guys.
I never see him. He's a big part. They got him working. You know, I know he's very busy. Matt and John have him very busy, and Tom. So, you know, he's just lucky. You know, lucky to be around some great guys. And, you know, as a dad, to know that your kid's in hands like that, you know, learning the trade, so to speak. But I really never, I hardly ever see him. His mom asked me yesterday, how's he doing? I said, I don't know. I haven't seen him in 3 days. So I'll catch up today.
What has Jordan always shown with the reps he's gotten?
Well, he's done a really good job. He's very smart. Today y'all saw him. We actually did some things with him, moving him in the backfield and stuff. But I think Jordan can do a lot of things. We'll see. I'd like him to be able to return for us. You know, he got a couple last week. They weren't very good opportunities, but hopefully we'll get him some more.
What have you seen out of Virgil Green so far this training camp?
Virgil's a warrior. I mean, he's beat up. He's had a finger. He's had a toe. You name it. And Virgil has not missed a day. I think his conditioning has improved from the off season. He struggled a little bit with his condition. I think he's found his way now. So, you know, I'm proud of Virgil. He needs to keep going. He's got a chance to learn from a really good one every day.
How does his versatility kind of impact the offense?
Well, he and OD both. I think they can both play what we call a Y. They can play an F. They can go into backfield. You know, Virgil's a good special teams player, too. So, you know, tight end, I love tight ends in our offense, and how much they play depends on how they play. But, you know, they do give you a lot of versatility. You're right.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Okay. Have a good day.